Genesis chapter 32. And Jacob went on his way, and the messengers of Elohim met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, "This is Elohim's host." And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau his brother, to the land of Seir, the country of Edom. And he commanded them, saying, "Thus shall you speak to my master Esau. Your servant Jacob says thus, I have journeyed with Laban and stayed there till now, and I have oxen and asses and flocks and manservants and women servants, and I have sent to tell my master that I might find grace in your sight." And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, "We came to your brother Esau, and also he comes to meet you, and 400 men with him." Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people that were with him, and the flocks and herds and camels, into two bands, and said, "If Esau come to the one company and smite it, then the other company which is left shall escape." And Jacob said, "O Elohim of my father Abraham, and Elohim of my father Isaac, Yahweh, which said to me, 'Return to your country and to your kindred, and I will deal well with you,' I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which you have showed to your servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. Deliver me, I ask of you, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me and the mother with the children." And you said, "I will surely do you good and make your seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude." And he lodged there that night and took of that which came to his hand a present for Esau his brother, 200 she-goats and 20 he-goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams, 30 milk camels with their colts, 40 kine and 10 bulls, 20 she-asses and 10 foals. And he delivered them into the hand of his servants, every drove by themselves, and said to his servants, "Pass over before me, and put a space between drove and drove." And he commanded the foremost, saying, "When Esau my brother meets you, and asks you, saying, 'Whose are you, and where do you go, and whose are these before you?' Then you shall say, 'They are your servant Jacob's. It is a present sent to my master Esau, and behold, also he is behind us.' And so commanded he the second and the third and all that followed the drove, saying, 'On this manner shall you speak to Esau when you find him. And say you moreover, behold, your servant Jacob is behind us. For he said, I will appease him with the present that goes before me, and afterward I will see his face. Perhaps he will accept of me.' So went the present over before him, and himself lodged that night in the company. And he rose up that night and took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, 'Let me go, for the day breaks.' And he said, 'I will not let you go except you bless me.' And he said to him, 'What is your name?' And he said, 'Jacob.' And he said, 'Your name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince have you power with Yahweh and with men, and have prevailed.' And Jacob asked him and said, 'Tell me, I ask you, your name.' And he said, 'Why is it that you ask after my name?' And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, 'For I have seen Yahweh face to face, and my life is preserved.' And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he limped upon his thigh. Therefore the children of Israel eat not of the sinew which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh to this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh and the sinew that shrank." End of chapter 32.